is a stand-up on top for my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Do we have an immigration crisis in New York City? The answer is no. Who caused this immigration crisis in New York City? KKK Russian Trump and KKK Biden. These two presidents of the United States of America have destroyed Venezuela. That is why 6 million or more people have left Venezuela. They have gone to South American countries and Central American countries in huge numbers, millions. Just a few thousands is trickling across the U.S. border. So when KKK Russian Trump and KKK Biden decided, look, you know, in Venezuela, we want to change the government. We're going to destroy their oil industry. And that country, they are the fourth largest reserve in oils in the world. We want to destroy Venezuela and give Chevron Oil all the oil in Venezuela. It's not about politics and government. The U.S. government goes by their interests. What is the interest? Well, the interest of the U.S. government is to destroy Venezuela, give the total in oil industry to Chevron Oil. It is not a democratic government that they want there. And if they're concerned about democracy, charity begins at home. Fix your big old nose with that little revolution that KKK Russian Trump had, and there's all these different trials and he denies whatever. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. An attorney supposed to be an attorney of substance. An attorney is supposed to know other disciplines. I'm a trained economist. I'm a master's in economics with a focus in finance. I have a law degree that I did in 2.5 years. I have a degree in accounting, and I could be a certified public accountant if I wanted to be. Yeah. Checking people money, auditing, etc. I have a certificate in banking. My education is diverse. I am intelligent enough to understand that KKK Russian Trump and KKK Biden is tricking the people of New York State, tricking the people of New York City, and unfortunately, the mayor, Eric Adams, and the governor, Hochul, are not well educated enough. When we have our publications here, Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrants Journal, Workers World Today, New Black Voices, and Mr. Adams was one of the candidates that we met running for mayor, we let them know that, yes, immigration is good for New York State, New York City. Yes, you have to be kind to immigrants. Yes, you must have intelligent people in your administration to help you make decisions. So, when you are a manager, when you are a leader, and that is what the mayor of New York City is, you have to lead by example. You have to be, how we say, you know, kind to immigrants or kind to the people of your New York State, New York City. And you cannot make statements that are anti-immigrant. You cannot go and say, oh, these Latinos or whatever. We're not saying that he's saying that. But those are some of the discussions. African Americans came as slaves. But black people came to this country also as immigrants. Most of the black people in New York City are derivatives of immigrants here. Whether it be immigrants from the South or whether it be immigrants from other countries. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. In the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago, you know, we have a lot of like interbreeding, so to speak. I'm a Kalalu. I have all kind of things inside of me. Grandmother, black as black comes. The other grandmother, Venezuelan as Venezuelan comes, Latino. Asian in the blood. Everything in my blood. I can't hate anything because everything is in my DNA. And I'm proud of it. And that is what New York City is supposed to be. And it is a melting pot. We need leadership, whether it be the city council, whether it be the state assembly, whether it be the governor, whether it be the mayor in New York State, New York City, that recognize that almost 40% to 60% of the people who vote are naturalized citizens here in New York City. So we, the naturalized citizens, meaning people who were not born here, we got power, real power. So whether it be the governor, the mayor, the city council, you better watch your mouth. Because we immigrants in New York City, just like they say, the top fortune, yeah, top fortune companies, 1,000, 40% are built by immigrants to this America. We are the movers and shakers. We are intelligent, yes, and proud of it. We also understand empathy. And unfortunately, you have immigrants who just come off the banana boat who might be anti-immigrant because they're here in the land of whatever. And those people, you obviously have to be cognizant about Mayor Eric Adams when you have your advisory board. If you would like some staff intelligent enough to serve the needs of immigrants properly in your administration, I could give you a list of people. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. This is not arrogance. This is education. This is not hate. This is love. Again, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. When you work with the law firm Figueroa & Associates, you are working with a law firm that understands our community, that could execute on what we do for you as it should be, quickly, efficiently. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. A proud citizen of the United States of America as this country evolve into a country that it's supposed to be. Not a country for the 3%, 5% wealthy Americans that we never see and as pale could be because they don't have a tan. But for the real America, where in 2050, the majority is going to be minority. Asian Americans number one in terms of percentage, followed by Hispanic Americans, followed by people of color, black. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation, or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th. In Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th. And in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, two common issues that we face when our clients are legalizing themselves in the U.S. is, in this marriage, is one spouse being abusive or is this a legit marriage? And if it's not a legit marriage, immigration will recognize it as is. And obviously, what they will do is schedule a Stokes interview. So, when one spouse is not cooperating with the other spouse, is that marriage breaking down? Is one spouse punishing the other? And when we talk about abuse spouse petitions, is it physical abuse? Is it mental abuse? Is it both or either? My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Many, many times, even when people don't petition for each other, they say 50% of all marriages could end within the first year. So whether or not that person is both U.S. citizens or one is an undocumented person, those statistics would applied to those relationships. Most times the people in that relationship, where one is a U.S. citizen or green card holder and the other is undocumented, the undocumented person always bows to the other spouse. And some spouses that have their citizenship or green card, they would tell the other spouse, when I tell you jump, you ask me how high. And the million-dollar question is, how high can you jump? Why? Because most times, obviously, people want to save that relationship, that marriage. They want that marriage to work. They may have children, or there might be a child on the way. And that other person is being, obviously, abusive or unreasonable. Because part of the process in a spousal petition is you must provide documentation. What if your spouse just decide they're not changing their driver's license and other documents to your new address? What if your in-laws didn't like you? They thought that he or she should have gotten a better looking person or a person who the in-laws would love. And a lot of times, obviously, in-laws don't like the new person that has taken away their daughter or their son. These are issues that we face in life all the time. Why did you take that ugly guy home? Your mother wanted you to marry the most handsome man in the world. Well, beauty is skin deep, they say. And obviously, there are many, many issues that make a good marriage, whether it be good parenting, whether it be having a steady job, whether it be obviously doing all the loving things that those loving movies or TV shows tell you you're supposed to do. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Are you an abused spouse? Or are you a spouse, obviously, that may end up in that situation because the other spouse is not cooperating? You will have a Stokes interview. And we have seen instances where when people have marital issues and they go to the interview, people deliberately do not cooperate or answer questions correctly. Yes. So that spouse could be your own worst enemy. Again, whenever the law firm of Figueroa & Associates represent clients in spousal petitions, we always make it clear to the couple that we represent the beneficiary and not the petitioner. Why? Because the beneficiary is the real person in terms of their rights being violated that we need to protect. And that's one of the policies that we have here at the law firm, and we explain that to our clients. Whenever you come to our office for that consultation, we always say, okay, we represent the beneficiary. Now, sometimes your spouse will say, you know what, let's find another lawyer. And what you have to figure out at that time is, does that person have plans for you that you're not aware of? Does that person plan to take advantage of you? And we have heard many, many times, they've had people who married to someone, and that person is committing bigamy and they're married to someone else already. So people know in New York City and also other major cities that one of the ways that they could take advantage of women, and most times that's what our experience has shown, that these predators out there, these guys, are using the fact that this woman is undocumented so that they could control or defraud or sexually abuse that lady. So we always say to our clients, the beneficiary, anytime the marriage seems to be going in the wrong direction, they should come in for a consultation so that we could talk about it. So my suggestion, do not hide these issues from your attorney, because that attorney should be experienced enough to determine whether or not this is leading to a Stokes interview, which you might fail, or your spouse might deliberately be doing this to sabotage you, so to speak, or whether or not you have enough evidence or whether you should be following our checklist as to whether or not you should be contemplating filing an abused spouse petition. A Stokes interview is basically an interview that when you go to immigration after failing the first interview because you didn't have sufficient documentation, they will have you interviewed individually and then jointly. In a Stokes interview, they could ask questions like, for example, after they review all the documents and you are ready to be interviewed, they will put one of the spouses outside of the room and ask that spouse in the room questions like, when you came to the interview today, how did you all get here? Bus, train, car? Who closed the door when you left home for this morning? What did you all have for breakfast this morning? How many locks on your door? When your spouse came home last night, what were you doing? What were you eating? Maybe what you might be watching TV. What were you watching on the television set? Describe your bedroom. How many windows in your bedroom? You have a chest of drawers in your bedroom? Which drawer is for your husband? Which drawer is for the wife? What furniture you have in that bedroom? When you walk into your bathroom, is the toilet paper on the left side, the right side, or in front of you? What color is your shower curtain? What color is your spouse's toothbrush? What color is your toothbrush? When you have sexual relations with your spouse, is it protected or unprotected? And if it's unprotected, what type of protection do you use? Does your wife have any birthmarks on her body? Describe them. Does husband have any birthmarks on his body? Describe them. And then they could go into details on your financial issues. A Stokes interview, if it's not a bona fide marriage, is obviously difficult to pass. And what brought you to that situation? Why are you in a Stokes interview when what you should have done is probably adjourn that interview and then file for an abused spouse petition? My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So again, is this a bona fide marriage? Is your spouse cooperating? And abuse could take the form of non-cooperation because they know that you need to legalize yourself in this country. The marriage was bona fide. They want you to jump through hoops. And they may ask you to have sexual relations that you think is not Christian-like or not proper in a married couple. So we have had all sorts of complaints from spouses where, you know, we know that this is going to head for Stokes. We know that the spouse is uncooperative. We know that the spouse is abusive. And you have to change track to file an abused spouse petition. Give us a call. It's nothing to be ashamed about. And sometimes people keep the abuse away from, actually they have children sometimes, or from their parents, or from their friends. You know, you obviously need to get counseling, and that is a standard process in abused spouse petitions where abused spouses do go through some sort of psychological counseling. So open up to your family. We understand the emotional issues associated with these type of interviews. So give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th. In Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th. And in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Ashley Dawkins, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates and your presenter with this week's immigration news. In New York, Mayor Adams warned Biden that there was no room for immigrants. Now they're sleeping on the sidewalk. Images of migrants forced to sleep on Manhattan sidewalks in recent days are hammering home a point New York City Mayor Eric Adams has long been trying to make to President Joe Biden. We need help, Adams said Monday, and it's not going to get any better. From this moment on, it's downhill. Photos, videos, and interviews from the street outside the Midtown Manhattan Hotel, doubling as an intake center, are circulating online and in the national media. Groups of newly arrived men resigned to sleeping on cardboard boxes have found that, as Adams has repeatedly warned the White House, there's no room for them. The images are stark. but they're unlikely to prompt Biden and his top aides to take immediate action, as they've said the national immigration problem requires a congressional solution. Meanwhile, New York announced its 60-day limit to stays in city shelters. The policy will apply to single adult migrants, not to children or families. Those impacted will receive a 60-day notice with extensive casework services to explore alternative housing. Nationally, more than 100 advocacy groups urge Congress to denounce anti-immigrant rhetoric. On the eve of the fourth anniversary of the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, in which 23 people were murdered, more than 160 religious, civil rights, and immigrant advocacy groups called on congressional leaders to denounce lawmakers who use white supremacist, anti-immigrant rhetoric, arguing that it can lead to violence for marginalized communities. Organizations from 24 states and the District of Columbia wrote on August 1st a letter to top congressional leaders from both parties, asking them not to only unequivocally denounce white supremacist, anti-immigrant rhetoric and its use by members of Congress, but to also encourage members of your caucuses to refrain from using this dangerous rhetoric. That rhetoric is known as the Great Replacement Theory, a racist conspiracy theory that claims the growing number of immigrants and people of color will lead to the extinction of the white race. A lawsuit challenging Texas's floating barrier raises questions about its other border policies. Last Monday, the U.S. Department of Justice followed through on its promise to sue Texas over its border policies. But the lawsuit's focus, the installation of buoys along the Rio Grande River, is far narrower than advocates hoped. The lawsuit came 3 weeks after the barrier's installation began and 2 weeks after Mexico filed a diplomatic complaint claiming that the barrier infringes on two international treaties. In early July, Texas officials began to place a floating barrier in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas, with the stated purpose of preventing people from getting to the U.S. border. The 1,000-foot system, which is the first of three, is constructed so that people can't climb over or swim under. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott defends the barrier wall. "I will protect our sovereignty against cartels and illegal immigration." USCIS changes employment eligibility verification, one step back and one step forward. Despite concerns expressed by stakeholders, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has returned to a one-page format for Form I-9, Employment Eligibility Verification. What may seem like a technical change has important consequences for employees and their employers. The new Form I-9 is available from August 1, 2023 and must be used exclusively as of November 1, 2023. Form I-9 began as a one-page form and remained so for more than 20 years. But for the last decade, Form I-9 has been two pages. The American Immigration Lawyers Association has concerns about the new, shorter form. Based on experience with the one-page form, AILA is concerned employees or employers will accidentally supply information for each other section, which is prohibited. DHS issues guidance for stateless non-citizens in the United States. The Department of Homeland Security, through U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services on August 1st, issued new guidance to assist stateless non-citizens in the United States who wish to attain immigration benefits or have submitted other requests to USCIS. Stateless individuals are those who are not legally considered a citizen of any country and therefore may be denied legal identity and struggle to access education, healthcare, marriage, and job opportunities. Individuals can be born stateless or become stateless because of discrimination, war and conflict, or changing borders and laws. The new guidance clarifies when and how USCIS may consider a non-citizen stateless for the purpose of abrogating immigration benefits or other requests. All over the world, people who are stateless live with fear and uncertainty. DHS is fully committed to addressing the global issue of statelessness and to breaking down barriers that these individuals face in the United States, said Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro N. Mayorkas. With this historic step, stateless individuals will be given the opportunity to apply for immigration protections and benefits for which they are eligible. Paying to be deported, immigration attorney leaves undocumented immigrants exposed to ICE. Families trusted Bronx lawyer Kofi Amankwa to help them stay in the country legally and paid them thousands of dollars. Now, they're reckoning with the fallout of fraudulent documents submitted on their behalf. Kofi Amankwa had filed what's known as an I-360 petition, a provision of the Violence Against Women's Act that is in part designed to allow an undocumented immigrant parent of an abusive U.S. citizen child to self-petition for a green card. Other families have accused Amankwa of exploiting this legal process without telling his clients the crux of the application he was submitting on their behalf, nor the dire consequence if the petition was denied, the possibility that a parent could be deported, and a potential record of abuse for the parent's child. Allegations against Amankwa were first reported by NBC for New York in April. But 3 months after these claims aired, documented, visited Amankwa's office on July 11th and found it is still open and clients are still seeking legal advice from him. And finally, the troubling impacts of language barriers in healthcare access. More than 14 million people in the U.S. lack basic English skills. Language barriers have been associated with limited access to healthcare and poorer health outcomes. Non-English-speaking patients often receive less preventative care compared to their English-speaking counterparts and face greater challenges in accessing healthcare. As the number of non-English-speaking patients is projected to increase in the United States, it becomes crucial to develop innovative methods to facilitate communication between clinicians and patients. Listen to a special report on the healthcare of non-English-speaking patients, identify underlying obstacles that hinder their access to care, and explore potential solutions to remove barriers and improve their health outcomes. Visit www.youtube.com/@InceptionFMRadio. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th. In Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th. And in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
Did you know that August is National Make-A-Will Month? It's an annual observance that emphasizes the importance of creating a will. Do you still need to make your will? Whether you've been too busy or simply don't know how, here are three great reasons that will motivate you to write your will this August. It's an important legal document that everyone should have. All adults should have a will. It's a powerful document that lets you distribute your property and protect your loved ones after you pass away. 1/3 of all American adults have a will, and that number is growing every day. If you haven't gotten around to writing or updating your will, for whatever reason, now is a great time. It provides peace of mind to you and your family. Wills aren't just for the rich and famous. They make life and death easier for everyone, regardless of socioeconomic status. Consider your belongings. You may not think you have a lot, but you likely have more property than you realize. Your home, vehicles, furniture, clothing, books, sentimental items, and more. If you don't have a will, your loved ones will be tasked with finding a home for these properties when you pass on. Creating a will prevents family conflict, eliminates confusion, and ensures your assets go to the people you most want to have them. It also gives your family guidance and reassurance that they can fulfill your wishes during what is likely a very difficult time for them. With a will, you can also plan ahead for those who are in your care. For example, you can name a legal guardian for your minor children or choose someone who should care for your pets. The logistical benefits of having a will are essential. Most importantly, having a will creates peace of mind for you and the people you love. It creates a legacy that lasts beyond your lifetime. Unfortunately, we don't live forever, but there are ways to continue making a positive impact on this world long after you leave it. One of these ways is by donating to a charity in your will. There are many different ways you can use your will to benefit a charity. You can give cash, stocks, real estate property, and more. Leaving a gift for a nonprofit in your will costs you nothing during your lifetime, but will ensure that you can make a positive impact on causes close to your heart for years to come. As the saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. Get your will done today. Make a difference for your loved ones. Ask the lawyer. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. To schedule an appointment, please protect your legacy.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th, in Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th, and in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
Get on the path to success. Join the fastest growing industry. Become a paralegal. The rise in popularity of online education programs means that it is easier than ever to find the right one for you. Deciding on the best paralegal online program requires research and time. By weeding out the level mills and substandard institutions, you can earn a quality certificate at an affordable price. When researching online paralegal programs, you will want to consider several factors. Cost and institution reputation are the most important. With this in mind, one program rises above the rest. The Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, NACC, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, AAICC, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce, HAICC, offers the best online paralegal studies program. The competitive tuition rate, coupled with the impeccable reputation of the coalition, makes this an obvious choice for anyone serious about their education. This is a program of the highest standard. Additional certificates include LexisNexis and Clio. We also use Cali, which is what is used in law schools. What are the requirements? To be admitted to the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program, you must be at least 18 years old, read and write English at a proficiency level, have strong computer skills, and have a high school diploma. If these qualifications fit you, you can continue the admission process. Applications are accepted online anytime during the year. A mandatory orientation describes your upcoming classes, guidelines, and expectations. The tuition for this respected program is very competitive with other online paralegal degrees. It costs less than $1,000 for the entire program. The average student can finish the program in anywhere from 6 to 12 months. Books are extra and will run around a few hundred dollars for everything. If you want the best paralegal online program at the best price, the Chamber Coalition Paralegal Certificate Program is the answer. The program is excellent for aspiring and current paralegals, individuals who plan to attend law school, community advocates, persons who want to understand the law and their rights, and prospective political candidates. Is being a paralegal worth it? Yes. The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 10% job growth between now and 2029. The median salary nationwide in 2019 was $51,740, and the average mean wage was $61,810. It truly is a prestigious and significant profession. Simply put, Paralegals help people. They help their employers be more efficient in their jobs, increase a firm's revenue and productivity, and help the clients. A career as a paralegal can be rewarding professionally and personally, and offers a unique opportunity to help others. Options vary depending on the paralegal's practice area. New York is the state with the second largest employment of paralegals and legal assistants in the country. Given New York City's occasional designation as the capital of the world and close proximity to Washington, D.C., the hub of federal government and law. As one of the biggest global hubs of finance, media, and culture, jobs in the legal realm are bound to follow. Most states do not have any certification or licensure requirements to be a paralegal, and New York is no exception. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Make sure you register today. Our next class starts Monday, August 21st at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Register at www.freeparalegal.org. Again, that's www.freeparalegal.org. Remember, Monday, August 21st. This is the next class. Register today.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Are you a landlord with a tenant from hell? Are you a tenant with a slump landlord? You have rights. Don't take matters in your own hands. Let us handle matters for you legally. Call the law firm of Figaro and Associates today for a consultation. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make a difference.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery, because none but ourselves can free our minds. Words of wisdom, first from the visionary, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, and later put into song by the great Bob Marley. Time to take control and free yourself. What is your legal issue or concern? What is keeping you up at night, stressing you out? Ask the lawyer. We can help. However, you have to contact us. Call now at 855-768-8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. Take care of your business before your business takes care of you. Call now at 855-768-8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.